In the most holy name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness there is one true and living God whose proper name is Allah,
yes, sir,
who intervened mercifully in our affairs in the person of Master W. Far Muhammad,
yes, sir,
to whom praise is due forever. I bear witness the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, Messiah, Mahdi. I furthermore bear witness the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine anointed and appointed extension, reminder, warner, teacher, comforter, and guide in our midst today.
Yes, sir.
It is in these men, divine, holy, and righteous names, I greet you all, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Happy
Savior's Day.
All
praise is due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, on behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam, as well as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's Student Minister of Rochester, Student Minister Brother Kenneth Muhammad, we'd like to welcome you all here this morning to Muhammad Mosque of Rochester.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for sharing some of your Sunday with us this morning, as we do not take your time for granted. And we pray that your travel here was pleasant. We welcome you again. Now give yourselves, brothers and sisters, a round of applause for being present. For being present to be a part of the universal charge to be the change we want to see in our communities. It is with my sincerest gratitude that I give thanks to my teacher and spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan,
yes,
for this opportunity to be a student in his ministry class. And I share that same energy to our beloved brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, student minister, our brother Kenneth Muhammad, for him being a great helper to our Messiah and for being a mentor and a brother to me.
Yes,
inshallah, our brother will be returning to these microphones next week. On behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and Student Minister Kenneth Muhammad, with divine appreciativeness, honor, and love, we share reflections of God's energy and truth for a warrior for our people. I said we're going to share God's energy and truth for a warrior for our people with today's subject, Dr. King, Revolutionary Awakening. Feel free to give our brother a salute and a round of applause. We're talking about Dr. King now. Come on now. Now, brothers and sisters, I know in your mind you might be saying, Revolutionary Awakening, Dr. King had a dream. So they say. He was a dreamer. No, beloved. That is the work of our enemy. They would like for us to believe and only remember our dear brother Dr. King before he ascended from that dreamlike state. Dear family, before we feast on this edification of divine spiritual nourishment, I must share this disclaimer of truth with you. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters, for us to reach exponential growth and cultivate the universal charge necessary for the change we need and want to see, it is imperative we have a clear understanding of the knowledge of self, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of our enemy, and in this hour, we must truly understand the importance of having knowledge of the time.
Yes.
I would like to paint a vivid picture for us to manifest clarity of the divine time we are living in. Pardon self. Let's give our brothers, Brother Jason and Brother Ronald, a round of applause for their words they shared this morning. As the brothers represented and lifted words from one of the most powerful books given to man, the message to the black man,
yes, sir.
Message to the black woman. Because this here is a message to the black man and black woman today. Because we've been misled, we've been miseducated.
Teach.
Our brother had more than a dream.
That's right.
Dr. King was a revolutionary. Now what I would like to do as we paint this picture for you, we're going to take you through a timeline. We're going to go through degrees because when you're elevating or reaching ascension, you have to go through degrees of elevation. Is that right?
Yes.
So as we did in school, in this public food system in Rochester, New York, we start from some pre-K, kindergarten, Then you go from first to second, so on and so forth. So I want to paint a picture for us to connect these dots, to understand where our brother left off and why he was taken from us. Although it was given the permission to be done so by Allah, but the enemy, again, they want us to stay confused and think that this brother only gave us a dream. They want us to stay asleep in this time, family. And we can't do that right now. Is that right? We have to be awake. We have to be alive and moving so we can bring the motion necessary so we can stop killing one another. Is that right? We have to move with God energy and God love. Okay, there we go. Hold on. Slow down. Okay. Okay. The foundational gem or scripture we will utilize for our divine navigation today, family, is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it says this: we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. I'm going to say that one more time.
Yes, sir.
We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. We all are called for his purpose.
Yes, sir.
Now, sometimes we do get thrown off track because of the wicked ways of this world. You understand me? So that's what happened when they were speaking about our brother. They want us to only remember him at a certain stage of his growth. As Brother Ronald lifted the point that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad only went to the fourth grade. But he is taught a knowledge and brought forth a knowledge and wisdom and understanding that is the most powerful wisdom and electrifying, there we go, slow down. Okay, that energy that has changed the mindset of man, woman, and child in America, the black man and woman and child especially. With a fourth grade, what was it, a third grade education. He only went to the fourth grade. So if the enemy tries to shadow us or keep us from learning about the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan, they definitely would try to keep you from believing that this brother bought more than a dream. If I want to rock you to sleep, why would I give you the truth? If I want to keep you dead to the knowledge of who you are, why would I allow you to learn the truth? These are questions we have to ask ourselves, because again, if we believe that this brother only left us with a dream and don't realize that he was a revolutionary, we're missing out on key points of our brother's history and his life and his dedication that he gave to us. I think of that for this reason. When I shared the flyer yesterday, I saw Brother Pope speak on saying that, you know, Dr. King was a sellout and all that. And it's like, we play right into the enemy's hand every time. We have to learn how to settle on the best part of one another. We have to learn how to love one another, love self. And see, I plan on further going into that energy, because again, this is God's house. We are God's people. We're doing this from God's love. So I want everybody to be at ease and relax and just try to speak and listen with an open mind and heart.
Yes, sir, brother.
And just real quick, because I forgot to do this in the beginning, just some house rules, warming rules, for anyone that may have to use the restroom. If you take a direct left out, the men's restroom and ladies' restroom is right to your left. We'll continue. We know that all things, not some things, not a percentage of things, but all things work together, meaning collectively, simultaneously, for the good of those who love evil? No. Those who love Satan? Absolutely not. All things work together. And who is doing this work together, brothers and sisters? It has to be self and Allah. Allah and self, we have to work with Allah to do what? What is good? For the good of those who love God.
Right.
You can't just love yourself, but when you do love yourself, if you truly love yourself, you will learn to love God. Is that right? Because we are a reflection of God. My brothers touched on that as well. We have to know who we truly are in this hour. It's important. It is imperative that we have the knowledge of self, knowledge of God, knowledge of our open enemy, but especially the knowledge of the time that we are living in. So we have to wait. Hold on. This is a divine formula. Let us look at this for a moment. For all things to work together for the good, we must first be striving to be on the straight path, to be on the right path, What's the right path?
Come on.
Being in connection or submitting our will totally to Allah God. It's deeper than just prayer. It's deeper than just reciting and studying. We have to strive every day to reflect Allah God's energy every day we're above ground. Is that right? Because we don't want to be lip professors. We don't want to be individuals who are not living exactly who they say that they are or what they represent. Because then we might as well be out here living the life that we were before we came to this divine teaching, this divine awakening that was given to us by Master Father Muhammad to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, as we are divinely guided by the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, one must be striving to be in divine alignment with the law of God. You might ask, why is that? We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. So in order for that motion of universal law to take an effect, we must be in accordance to the will of God, working together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Dr. King was called to God for his purpose. Our brother was a Baptist minister. He was speaking and teaching the word of God. So for Allah's love to be reciprocated, you obviously can't hate God. You cannot dislike his ways, which mean in order to be a servant, called for his purpose, we must be in complete submission to his will. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What does it mean to be in full submission to the will of Allah? I'm glad you asked. You may ask, brothers and sisters, what does all this have to do with Dr. King being a revolutionary awakened? Everything, family. All things of creation start and begin with Allah God. So what we're doing right now, we're going in divine order. We want to understand the stages and levels before we can even look at self. We have to understand who Allah God is and why we were born here. Is that right?
Yes.
Come on, fam. We need some energy in here. Now, I know it's a little, you know, it's the 15th. We're celebrating our brother's born day. He was born this day. We want to celebrate and reflect on positive energy about Dr. King. Is that right?
Yes.
All praise is due to Allah. We must be raised by degrees to achieve and fulfill the purpose of our being. Our brother Dr. King was certainly a man of God without question. We will cover more of his background shortly. And again, like I said, we're building. This is the focus. We're building from God, man, and mission.
Yes, sir.
Allah, the man Dr. King, man, woman, and then our mission, because we all are called here for God's reasoning. We all have a purpose. We just have to find it. We have to seek and find it. Now, do remember, our scriptural base is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So let us begin to tie this will of God to the man, Dr. King, according to his, God's purpose, being the mission. So what I want to do now, I'm going to lift some words from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan so we can get a deeper divine understanding of the will of God. So just be patient with me, and let's just try to hold fast to what our minister is going to give us with the will of God. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, the will is the real power of Allah God in man. I'm going to say that one more time again, because we're focusing on the will of God. Because dealing with the will of God is how we will elevate in our purpose for why God brought us here. So if we're going to submit to the will of God, we have to know what the will of God is. How can we learn if we don't have a teacher? We have the greatest teacher in the universe. I'm not going to say on the Western Hemisphere, I'm going to say globally, internationally, universally, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the best teacher walking today. And that's an actual fact. That is not an opinion. That is not an opinion, family. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, the will is the real power of Allah God in man. Will, according to Webster's Dictionary, is the faculty of conscious and especially of deliberate action. There is no action that is not preceded by a conscious thought.
Yes.
Man, that's deep. Think about that for a moment. These are the minister words. Now think about it. There is no action that is not preceded by a conscious thought, planning, and then the carrying of a plan into action. Will is the power of control that the mind has over its own actions. Will is the power. Let that marinate on your spirit for a moment. Will is the power of control that the mind has over its own actions. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us to be able to will is to have a creative force within that actually can change the conditions of our lives. I'm going to say that one more time. To will is to have a creative force.
Yes.
We come from a law of God.
Yes, sir.
So we reflect his energy. He's a creative force. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Creative force within that actually can change the conditions of our lives. So we have the power and our being, brothers and sisters, to change our own conditions.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Let me step away from the mic for a second on that one. They don't tell us that in school. Now, do that, family. They don't teach you that at Reverend Chickenfoot Church today. They're not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that we have the power because, why? We are, if we're united, if we are divinely aligned with the law of God, we have the power. We have the energy to change the condition of our lives. Not only our lives, but the condition of our homes. The condition of our community. Woo. The condition of the nation. Hold on now. And the condition of the world. Hold on, somebody. We got to run that one back. I don't think y'all heard me. They don't teach us this because they don't want us to know that we are God. So we're going to learn today that our brother is God, that my sisters are God. Hold on. And the brothers are gods. We are gods, but we have to do what? We have to be divinely aligned. We have to be in full submission. So we're going to run that back one more time. We'll replay. Because the enemy like to run the same play constantly. So we're going to run this back. We want to run this play one more time so we can get an understanding. So when we leave out of here, we could be electrified. We want to be in the stratosphere. Not on the moon, but on the stratosphere. We got to take a level higher today because it's our time, family. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. Part of my passion. I'm feeling good right now. All praise is due to Allah. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us to be able to will is to have creative force within that actually can change the conditions of our lives, the condition of our homes, the condition of our community, the condition of the nation, and the condition of the world. We have been seeing constant murder,
yes, sir,
fratricide in Rochester. Yes. For these past 2-3 years, it's just been at an ultimate high.
Yes, sir.
The minister just told us we have the power to change the condition of our lives, change the condition of our community. But we have to come to him first.
Yes, sir.
That's the key. That's one of the keys. The minister continues. He says, but will without faith, will without knowledge, is power without direction. Good God Almighty. Man, listen to our teacher, man. Make you want to dance sometime, but a good holy dance. You know what I'm talking about? But will without faith, will without knowledge is power without direction. Power without direction. So that means we're going the wrong direction. We're moving in the wrong, we're doing the wrong things. Instead of moving forward, we're moving backwards. Somebody, come on. I know I'm not the only one that has went backwards in life. Come on now, family. We make mistakes, don't we? How the song say, we fall down, but we get up, right?
Yes,
something like that. I know that's one of the, y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't want to mess up the song. It is power that can be manipulated. But it's power that can actually be used by a smart, crooked deceiver to make slaves of the totality of the human family. Come on now. Have we not fallen victim to this enemy?
Yes,
this smart, crooked deceiver?
Yes.
To continuously make us slaves. Make us slaves. Again, they tried to teach us and make us believe that our brother only had a dream.
Yes.
He felt that integrating with the enemy was a good move. We know that was a total false action that our brother made. Again, because if we don't have the energy or the knowledge, as the minister said, Without faith, without knowledge, that's power without direction.
Right.
Now, again, this is not a knock on our brother, but like I said, we want to build up. We got to go up the steps so we can understand how did he become a revolutionary awakened after being ascended from this dreamlike state.
Yes.
We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. Do we love God?
Yes, sir.
I said, do we love God?
Yes, sir.
All right, all praise is due to Allah, me too. Who are called according to his purpose. We got a purpose, family. We've been called for a purpose, family. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, everything in creation, now listen to this, everything in creation is the manifestation of the will of God. He's not a poet, he's a divine truth teacher. I'm gonna say that one more time.
Yes,
everything in creation is the manifestation of the will of God. All of creation expresses the attributes or characteristics of this mighty being, the originator of the heavens and the earth. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir.
The will of God is the power behind the universe, its creation, its maintenance, and its sustenance. Man, bear with me, fam, because as an artist does, again, I'm laying out the canvas of this masterwork of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So we do want to remember, we want to keep focusing right now on Allah's will for our beloved brother, Dr. King, and his purpose for Dr. King's mission. It just so happens we're sharing words from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but see, when you are in divine alignment, when you are in full submission, that makes us what? Brothers and sisters in God's work. Is that right? So whether you claim it to be a Jewish or a Muslim or Christian, if you are in full submission to Allah, God's work, in that sense, in that essence, we are kinfolk. Not skin folk, but kinfolk. You understand me? Because that's that life energy. That's God's divine energy that we want to present when we're focusing on Allah's purpose and his mission. The minister continues, the Holy Quran constantly reminds us that Allah's command is just be. And it is. Just be.
Yes.
That's what Allah does. That's all he's just be. And it is.
Yes, sir.
When Allah God says be, he summons the power of his own being.
Yes, sir.
His creative mind.
Yes, sir.
And will to bring about that which he wills.
Right,
we have that same power, brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us when Allah says be, this is an expression of his will. But it is more than just the expression of his will. For when Allah says be, watch this now, he arranges forces, resources, angels, people according to a plan to bring about the fruition of his will.
Yes,
man, we got to salute Allah on that one. Come on now. All praise is due to Allah. Come on now. When it comes to his will, his expression of his will, when he says be, Allah arranges forces, family. He arranges. So if we know that we are Allah God, we are full submission to him, what is Allah saying? He arranges forces. So we have the power to arrange forces, resources. We don't have to go to the enemy. Huh? Are we looking for a building? We ain't got to go to the enemy, go to the city that don't like the nation. We have to rearrange or arrange the forces in our faculties.
Yes.
We have to arrange the forces in our mind to get our own what? Resources. Is that right?
That's right.
And God presents us with angels all day long. We're in a room full of angels right now.
Jesus.
Come on now, family. All praise is due to Allah. People according to a plan to bring about the fruition of his will. Be clear, brothers and sisters. Allah's will never fails. We're going to say that one more time. Y'all going to learn today. I like to repeat some things. I'm going to play like DJ on this Sunday with the spiritual nourishment. We're going to rewind this one more time. One more again. Because I want us to feel the energy with Minister Farrakhan is sharing with us this morning. Okay? Because this is not coming from me. This is coming from our teacher.
Yes, sir.
So, like I said, be clear, brothers and sisters. Allah's will never fails. There's no plan by any scholar or scientist, no power in the heavens above or in the earth beneath that can circumvent the plan of Almighty God. Woo! Talk about it now. According to the dictionary, Circumvent is a verb which means to go around or bypass. So you can't go around Allah. You can't bypass Allah. And hold on now. You can't bypass the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to get to where? The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you can't bypass the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to get to where? To Master Farid Muhammad. Come on, somebody. All praise is due to Allah. We talk about divine order today. Because we got to strive to be more than what they call an N-I-G-G-A. We got to strive to be revolutionaries, huh? Because that's what the enemy is scared of. That's why they fear this nation. Because we bring that divine energy of what? Truth and power. So right now, we're going to speak truth and power. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us with a little bit of knowledge. Ooh, wait a minute. Just a little bit. How they say the faith of a mustard seed. Just a little bit of knowledge and very little faith in Allah, God. Ooh. Consequently, your knowledge takes you nowhere but to self-destruction. Hold on, somebody. When we rely on our own knowledge, we head where? To self-destruction. We must seek knowledge and we must develop faith. For it is knowledge and faith that buttress and support that great power of Allah, God, in man. Now, mind you, when we say man, we're speaking of man and woman because we know they are the same. Is that right? If you understand. I pray that you do. A man's ability to will. So again, for it is knowledge and faith that buttress and support that great power of Allah, God, and man, man's ability to will. The will is protected and also sustained, not only by faith, but also by your attitude. Ooh, which demonstrates the degree of faith, the degree of our faith, pardon me. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us we cannot have a powerful will and a weak attitude. Wait a minute now. We cannot have a powerful will and a weak attitude. That the attitude that we have is for the protection of the will. Hold on now, wait a minute. We cannot have a powerful will and a weak attitude, for the attitude that we have is the protection of the will. Change your attitude and you might redirect your will.
Yes, sir.
The minister defines attitude as, attitude is the manner, the disposition, feeling, position, which we regard a thing. It is a tendency or orientation, especially of the mind. The minister stated, in fact, attitude can give you or damage your ability to perceive reality.
Yes.
Say that one more time. Attitude can give you or damage your ability to perceive reality,
yes,
as mood can color your perception. According to the dictionary, now I did tell y'all a little while ago, I did give y'all the brief, you know, public service announcement. Class is in session. We're going from math to science, so we could understand the divine degrees of where Dr. King left off, right? So we could continue that path. He's an ancestor today, but we have a man present today that we can follow his path. Is that right?
Yes,
so I just want us to understand. We're about to land this plane on this part, but I just want us to understand why we're going through the divine degrees of the will of God. Because once we have the understanding of the will of God, then we can have a better understanding and connection with our purpose and mission in life. Is that right? You can't do a test without instructions.
Right.
I mean, we some of us are knowledgeable, but what did we just say? We want to lean on Allah's knowledge, not our knowledge. Because when we lean on our knowledge, we will soon fall short. We will soon self-destruct. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, brothers. We know how we do. I bear witness. If you ain't going to do it, I'll do it. If we try to lean on our own knowledge, we hurt ourselves, don't we? It's deeper than stepping your toe on the edge of the bed. Is that right? I'm talking about we fall down. And sometimes we don't get back up. It take a little minute, huh? So we got to get that resuscitation from Allah God. Is that right?
Yes.
And for our married brothers, I'm going to say this to you. That resuscitation comes from that second self. Hold on, somebody. I don't want to go too far left. We're going to stay right. But that is right. We're going to keep moving. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Hold on. Where did I go? We're right here. According to the dictionary, perception is defined as an immediate or initiative recognition or appreciation as of moral, psychological, or aesthetic qualities, insight, intuition, discernment. Okay, so we talk about the mood that can color your perception. giving you the definition of perception. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the power of will must be guided by knowledge, but there is an emotional force that gives direction to will. And the emotional force, which is the creative force upon which the entire universe is constructed, is love. Hold on, somebody. I don't think y'all heard me. That creative force upon which the entire universe is constructed upon love. When you couple will and knowledge and love, then you have a balanced individual. How many of us want to be balanced today? Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm about to say, I know we want balance in our life, right? We want to be seeing equality in our own being. Is that right? When you couple will and knowledge and love, then you have a balanced individual whose will is being used in a creative, constructive way, not in the way of destruction. Now, we know being God or striving to become God, we do have to destroy to build again. Is that right? So we don't want to misconstrue what the minister is telling us. He said again, now, for those seeking to be balanced, whose will is being used in a creative, because we come from God. God created this whole, everything you see, he created it all. Is that right? We're not talking about what mankind built. We're not talking about buildings. We move in God energy. So everything that he created, his creative mind, he did that in a constructive way. Not in a way of destruction. But what we do have to destruct or reconstruct is the way that we think. We do have to destruct and break down this wicked way of living that we try to hold on to. Is that right? Because we are not going to be allowed into the hereafter if we want to hold on to the wicked ways of this world. Is that right?
Yes.
Come on, family. Many of these attributes shared were essential in the growth and the life mission of Dr. King, which was faith, knowledge, and love. Dr. King expressed this constantly. These were powerful attributes of our brother. His faith in God, the knowledge that he strived to maintain and elevate to, and the love that he showed for our people. Was that right?
Yes, sir.
The love he showed for Allah God, by himself. So again, the spiritual food we're coming from, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So I just wanted to peel some layers back on this subject to be sure we have a clear understanding of why Dr. King is and was a revolutionary awakening.
Yes, sir.
Just a little brief bio on our brother.
Come on, brother.
Real short one. How we feeling?
Very
nice. So how we feeling, family?
Nice.
Talk back to me now. Talk to me. Talk black to me. Say something, please. Okay. There we go. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born January 15th, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. 1929. For those that know, they know. In Atlanta, Georgia. And he was assassinated April 4th, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. Our brother was a Baptist minister and an activist, one of the most prominent leaders in the civil rights movement. Dr. King was the first president of the SCLC, which is the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Also, he was a part of the Poor People's Campaign. Dr. King advanced civil rights for black people through nonviolence and civil disobedience. Inspired by his Christian beliefs and nonviolent activism of Gandhi, he led targeted nonviolent resistance against Jim Crow laws and other forms of discrimination. Now what I want to lay on us is this is Dr. King pre-awakening. This is the pre-awakening. We're cooking right now. We're in the kitchen. So now we want to make sure we get an understanding. How did our brothers start off? Because we all have a beginning, is that right? Which is your Genesis, in order for us to get to the conclusion of what we call his ascension. Okay? So we starting off with Dr. King's pre-awakening right now. How we feeling? We all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, bear with me now. We getting there. As an artist does, again, I'm laying out the canvas of our brother's master work. So let us begin to fill the lines with some color now. Now we're coloring inside the lines.
Yes.
We want to stay inside. Like, you know, when you used to color as a child, we get all crazy on it and be outside the line. We want to stay inside these lines. Yes. What lines am I talking about? I'm talking about God's lines, divine energy. Because our brother, again, he was unified and submitted to doing the work of God. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, brothers and sisters. So we're coming from Lost Found, Muslim Lesson, number one. Now do remember, again, it is imperative. We have a clear understanding of what, family? The knowledge of self, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of our enemy, and in this hour is truly, we must truly understand the importance of the knowledge of the time that we are living in. So the question was asked, we're on point number 7. Why does the devil, why does the devil keep our people illiterate? It's a great question. Here's the answer provided by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yes. So that he can use them for a tool,
yes,
and also a slave. He keeps them blind to themselves,
yes,
so that he can master them.
Illiterate
means ignorant.
Right.
I told y'all, you know I'm bringing this one back.
Come on.
Wait a minute now. They said our brother just was a dreamer.
Yes.
He just liked to march with the... Hold on, we got children in the house. I don't want y'all to get offended. He liked to march with the cracker folk, right? The pale face.
Right.
That wasn't all he was about. He was there for a little minute. The devil does what? They asked the question, why does the devil keep our people illiterate? So that he can use them for a tool. Have we been used for a tool by our open enemy family? We just got to be honest with ourselves. Also, as a slave, we might not be physically bonded with chains, but mentally, we are enslaved, are we not? He keeps them blind to themselves. He keeps them blind to themselves. Hello, somebody. He keeps them blind to themselves so that he can master them. So when our brother Kyrie a few weeks ago, about a couple, was it about a month ago? When our brother... He shared from Hebrews to Negroes. All he did was just put a post up. It was a picture, a description. He didn't even say nothing. He just put a picture on his Instagram page from Hebrews to Negroes.
Yes, sir.
The enemy went crazy.
Why
is that? Wait a minute now, because he gave us the answer. Didn't he? The most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the brother that just went to the fourth grade. Now, hold on now. He just went to the fourth grade, but he knew all this divine universal knowledge and wisdom. He says so that they can use him for a tool. They said, hold on, Kyrie. We're trying to use you for a tool. You playing in this association where it's predominantly black folk playing. Y'all running up and down the court making money for us and our organizations. You can't try to awaken these people now. Not today. Hold on now. We're talking about what a revolutionary awaken.
Yes,
are we all revolutionaries? We should strive to be that, right?
Yes,
so if we awaken to the knowledge of self, the knowledge of God and the knowledge of our open enemy, then they can no longer do what? Use us as a tool.
Right.
Then you no longer are a slave.
Right.
If they want to keep us blind to who we are so they can master us, if we learn how to master self, which is self-mastery, that's why we got to sign up for this master class. We in master class today. Free admission. Free admission. Welcome. Welcome. This is free education. Free of charge. All we ask is your time. So we can stay awakened, because the enemy wants to keep us blind to who we are.
Right.
Illiterate means ignorant.
Right.
So they said, the brother said, oh, I have a dream. Me too. My dream is that we waking up from this dead state that we're in.
Yes.
That's my dream. Now, pardon language. My vision. Matter of fact, the energy that we're going to project, because we have to speak power into existence. We don't talk that slave talk, no disrespect. We have to speak God energy into existence. So we're going to awaken from this dead state. Is that right, family?
Yes, sir.
That's right. All praise is due to Allah. So we're going to quote from our brother, the little piece from I Have a Dream, just a little bit, so we can understand how they were using our brother as a tool.
Listen, yes.
Our brother says this. Now this is, again, this is from that dream-like state. I have a dream. Ooh, man, man, that hurt my heart just to even read this part. I have a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. That's death already. You have sentenced yourself to that. You might as well commit suicide. We don't do suicide. But what I'm saying, that's self-inflicting injury. Our dream deeply rooted in the American dream. What is the American dream, family?
Listen.
As we know, the minister had a song back in the late 60s. Brothers, correct me if I'm wrong. In the late 60s, he said, come on now. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Brother Donnell. That's what I'm talking about. The white man's heaven is a black man's hell. So high in the heaven, can we say that my brother said he dreams deeply. I have a dream deeply rooted. Deeply rooted. Do you understand the confines of that? Deeply rooted in American dream. That means my brother, he wasn't trying to get up. He sentenced himself with words of power.
Yes.
Words of matter. We have to be mindful of the words that we use today, brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
My man said he was deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of his creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Okay. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation. Now, you're going to hear this on the commercials all day today. I have a dream. You probably saw it last week. It's the 15th, and now they done gave the Negroes tomorrow off from work. You Negroes, go ahead and celebrate this slave mentality. We're trying to keep y'all locked in, you know, because he had a dream.
Yes, sir.
So because he had a dream, they give us a day off from the plantation.
Yes, sir.
Good. So we need to be in unification for the edification, for the elevation of our people. Is that right? Hold on now. Come on now. Oh, y'all didn't know. Oh, I do poetry too. It's nothing. We're going to keep rolling. We're going to keep rolling. Brother said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Yeah, he would sleep. He would definitely sleep. Because if they killed Trayvon, they killed Mike Brown, they killed any young black individual that just looked like what they call a Negro, a so-called Negro, as we're taught. Because we are guys. We are the original people.
Yes.
Don't call yourself a Negro family.
Listen.
Negro, that's a dead state. Again, words are power. Listen. Words matter, so we want to be mindful. If you don't want to call yourself black, say, I'm God. When they say, you God, yeah, I'm God. Don't, we don't want to leave no confusion today. You understand me? All praise is due to Allah. Let's say, I'm God. Huh? Because when Kanye said that, he put an album out and he said, I'm God. He said, oh, wait a minute, brother. What you mean I'm God? Even, what do you mean, what do I mean? Brother was coming into a knowledge of who he truly is. They want us to believe that our brother's off his rocker. Why? Because he said he's God? You better believe you, God. If we have the power to bring forth life and energy, who does that? Hello, somebody. Is that not God? That sounds like God energy right there. Is that right? So why wouldn't you want to submit to knowing who you truly are? If we want to change our what condition, we have to be awakened to who we truly are, brothers and sisters. So when you look in the mirror in the morning, nighttime, midday, noon, whatever it is you're doing, say, I love myself, God.
Yeah.
Huh? Say, God, I love you, because you're talking to Allah and you're talking to yourself. Come on now.
Yes,
all praise is due to Allah. Why does the devil keep our people illiterate? So that he can use them for a tool and also a slave. He keeps them blind to themselves so that he can master them. Illiterate means ignorant.
Yes, sir.
Dr. King was interested in integration with our open enemy for the majority of his work. Illiterate means ignorant. With all due respect, if my brother was blind to who he was, that's why we can't, you know, we don't talk down about our brothers and sisters. We strive to elevate them. We speak life into our brothers and sisters. So we're not talking down about Dr. King, again. But we have to understand it was stages that he had to go through. We all go through stages in life. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
When a youth is created, a baby is created in the womb, they go through stages until that ninth month, correct? Okay, so once they hit the earth, now they have to go from crawling to eventually standing to walking. So this is pretty much what we're looking at right now.
Yes, sir.
Integration is defined to give or cause to give members of all racial, religious, and ethnic groups an equal opportunity to belong to. That sounds like holding on to your slave master.
Come on.
That sounds like insanity.
Come on. Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, under the divine guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, teaches us if they won't teach you right, what makes you think they're going to treat you right?
Right.
Hello, somebody. I said, if they're not going to treat you right, you know they ain't teaching us right. They miseducated us. Y'all heard Lauryn Hill, miseducation. The miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Well, I've been miseducated too.
Yes,
me too. This public food system did a job on your brother.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? It's been working. I'm 40 years young. I know I don't look like it. All praise is due to Allah. But anyway, it did a number on me. But that's due to how to eat to live. We would talk how to eat to live, meaning if we eat the proper things, then we can think properly, right?
Yes.
See, it all depends on what we're feeding ourselves, both physically, spiritually, and morally. That's how we have to understand how to move and operate. The enemy don't want us to know that energy. They don't want us to know that. They want to keep us what? As a tool and use us as a slave.
Yes.
Integration was the death of black excellence and black advancement. It just crossed my mind. I just want to share this real quick. When I joined, when Allah called me back home to our beautiful nation, 2018, December 23rd, celebrated 4 years just last month of being in our nation. All praise is due to Allah. My first Savior's Day, 2019, I was sitting, I had the divine opportunity to be in one of the plenary sessions of our beloved sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. May Allah forever be pleased with her. And our brother, regional student minister, Brother Hafiz Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him forever.
Yes, sir.
I purchased a book that I'm still reading. I honestly just picked the book up. I had the book since 2019. And now this is not going against what Brother Jason said. Brother, I do read now. I do keep books with my final call. But sometimes, you know, because Allah, he wants you to be on pace with him.
Yes, sir.
I'm not making an excuse. I'm going there with this because when I opened up the book and the certain things that sister was feeding me in this knowledge that she shared called The New Way of Life. If you don't have it, go to her website and purchase that book, brothers and sisters. But inside that book, it came with a CD. Yes, we still have CDs, family. I know it's 2023. It came with a CD.
Yes, sir.
And I was very thankful. This was from a lecture from Dr. Ava called The Sin of Integration. I'm going to say that one more time. The sin of integration. It's a sin to integrate with your open enemy, family. We didn't make this up. But just understanding that, when I got home, I would ride to that CD like constantly because she was dropping so much energy in that lecture. And then as I reflect, again, integration was the death of black excellence and black advancement. Think about it. Greenwood. Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You remember how our people had it going before the enemy came and bombed. They bombed black civilization. Like they were in Iraq or Baghdad. Not talking down or light of those situations that happened overseas, but just think about that. In America, our uncles, mothers, fathers, cousins, kinfolk, cutting them. They got bombed, family. By our open enemy. Also, you had, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Haiti District in Durham, North Carolina, that was also known as the black capital of the South. So I'm saying all that to say this. We already know what we taught one thing. If we don't know nothing else besides accept your own and be yourself, we taught what? To do for self, is that right? How many entrepreneurs we got in the house? Come on, don't be afraid. We ain't gonna try to rob you now. We family. Do for self. Why? Because it's going to come a point in time that if we're not doing for self, we're going to do what? Be forced to do for self. Okay? So now I just want to lift something from the fall of America. If you do not have this book, our brothers lifted words from Message to the Black Man earlier. You want that. You want How to Eat to Live in your library. You want the fall of America. You want How to Eat to Live book one in book two. You want the fall of America. You want Message to the Black Man. And you want Our Savior Has Arrived. Whoa, wait a minute. What is that? Who is that? Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad sitting with who? Is that Dr. King?
Yes.
Hello, somebody. All praise is due to Allah. Wait a minute. I thought, what? Isn't the word on the street that Muslims and Christians don't get along? Who said that? That sounds like a lie. That sounds like a method from my enemy to do what? Use us as a tool and keep us as a slave to keep us blind to who we truly are so they can do what? Continuously master us. Now, again, I got to run this back so we understand. Do remember, it is imperative we have a clear understanding of the knowledge of self, knowledge of God, the knowledge of our open enemy, and in this hour we must truly understand what? The importance of having knowledge of the time.
Yes, sir.
So I want to lift words from chapter 3 of Fall of America. This chapter was called Self First.
Yes.
Hold on now. We got 6 words and then I'm going to hit you with 3. Yes. Accept your own. And be your, okay, thank you. Appreciate you, choir. Then we got do for, okay, yes indeed. I appreciate y'all cooperation. Self first.
Yes.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now remember, real quick, we are at where right now? We still in Dr. King's pre-awakening.
Yes, sir.
And it's pre-awakening. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us self first. We, the black people in America, do not think for self first. Failing to think for self first is the greatest mistake we, the poor black people who are up from servitude slavery of the fathers, can make. But for the slave master's children, our failure to think for self first is wiser than anything their fathers could hardly dream of in their day and time. Self first, in over 100 years, we the black people have not learned to think for self first. This is due to the fact that we try to think something for the benefit of the slave master, something to make him smile at the free black slave. Just a pause real quick. With all due respect, I can't stand to see a tap dancing Negro, a buck dancing Negro. Like that infuriates me. I'm not gonna lie to you. To this day and time, I'm striving, family. I'm striving. I really am. But I, you know, sometimes you just wanna grab your brother, you know, shake him up a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, come on, beloved. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's these Negro, and they love going to tell masses something. They go tell, and you know that Negro up there reading that damn message to the black man, the brother out there with the final call in the hallway. Damn right. That's, excuse my language. Pardon me, children. I'm sorry. I got a little bit beside myself. But no, seriously, the enemy has his Negroes working for him or around the clock.
Yes,
they promise him a little something, maybe in the pension, or give you a little overtime extra, or a little dime extra for your raise. And I need you to let me know when one of them Negroes around here, them bow ties, is talking that talk. True story, real quick. Friday, I was in school. I work, you know, at Monroe High School as a school safety officer at the present time, you know.
Yes.
No pun intended. No, I'm joking. But I went into a room. They had some kind of thing going on where they were allowing the children to go to different, like, I guess, tables with open door opportunities for advancement in life, I'll say. And I saw one of the ball players, good young brother, he's striving to do his thing on the basketball court, you know, sport and play. We're not bigging that up, but what I'm saying is this is what the young man is doing right now. He does his education thing too. But let me just get to the story. So I saw the brother. He was at the Air Force, I think, was in the room. And I ain't gonna front. I don't like seeing those people. I don't like the Army. I don't like the Air Force. I don't like the Marines. No disrespect, because I have a lot of family members that was in the services. You know, my grandfather, some of my aunts, my uncles. But what I'm saying is that they use our people. They put our people into dangerous situations to where they're risking their freedom and risking their life to only benefit the United Snakes of America. The gentlemen and women go to war for these individuals and come home and have to work a job? Wait a minute. I gave my life blood, my life fluid, to come back home and work a 9-to-5? That just don't make sense to me. That sounds like another level of slavery. So anyway, to get to my story real quick, I saw a brother at the table. You know, respectfully, I slide up. What you doing, brother? So, no, sir, brother. We not doing that. And the brother, the dude that was sitting at the Air Force, tell you, he gave me like this little look, and I looked at him. You know what? Yes, sir. No, sir, brother. We not doing that. He's like, he looking at me like I done stole one of his. Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Yes, I did. Interference immediately. All praise is due to Allah. I said to the brother, respectfully, because we have what? We in Allah's army.
Yes.
If you want to fight a war, brother, accept your own and be yourself.
Yes, sir.
This is the greatest uniform you can put on.
Yes, sir.
With that universal flag on your shoulder. Come on, somebody. That's the war we want to be fighting above ground. You know, so I had to interfere. Like prime time. I had to intercept. You know what I mean? It was prime time. I had to pick six, you know, and I made sure I pulled him away and just asked him again, brother, you weren't planning on, you know, because he said, oh, man, you should be doing this too. He was joking when he said it, but you should be doing this too. It's a $50,000 incentive. See how they get us?
Yes.
You see how they reel us in? Come on now. You see the game? What did we say now? Why does the devil keep our people illiterate?
Yes.
So that he can use them for a tool and also a slave. So you're going to try to bribe our children with $50,000.
Right.
that after taxes, if they ever see it, if they ever see the 50K, you know, probably going to amount to maybe, what, 20,000, 19,000, something crazy. I don't know. I'm making up a number after the whatever, but the fact of the matter is you lose more than money. You're losing life. We're losing our lives, giving our children to the wrong hands. We want to keep our children where? Within our community, with us. We got to bring them to the, we got to bring them to Allah. That's our mission. That's what we have to do. We got to bring the slaves, the mentally dead, the spiritually dead, the morally dead. We have to spiritually involve them, awaken them, and bring them on home to our Father. Is that right? Okay, let me find my spot. Trying to win the love of the white slave master has been our, the black people's, greatest mistake. Now it has become our gravest mistake. To have love for them, the white race, means that the fire of hell that God has heated is being heated up for both. You who love the devil and the devil too. Do not blame the white slave master for your love and desire for them above your love and desire for Allah God who loves you. While the white slave master, devil, does not love you, the devil's nature will not let him love you. We got to understand that, family. This is their nature. You could scrub floors to your knees, your skin come off your kneecaps. You can run fast as you can when master coming in the building. Open the door for him, and whatever you want to do, it's in their nature to not love you. It's in their nature not to care for you. So we can't be mad at our children for doing what Allah created them to do. Yeah, those are our children. They come from us. They come from us, black man, black woman. I do not claim them on my taxes, let me say that, but they do come from us. That's just the reality. So we can't be mad at them for fulfilling their purpose, which is to do what? Remind us of our lower self. Because that's all they are. They are lower self in real time. So what Allah did with that, if you see the mastery in it, is to give us a pure reflection of what you're not to be. Huh? We see it in real time. But instead of us breaking away from that, we holding on tight to the society of the wicked devil. Shaitan. Man, that's deep. That's insane. That's crazy. And I one more time. I'm a bear witness. I was holding on. Still, I got a little bit left. Not of the crack in me, but just a little bit of. I gotta shake him all off though, because again, we will not reach the hereafter, family. What's the hereafter? We ain't talk about no life after death. No. We ain't talk about, you know, dying and going to heaven. Hello, somebody. You ever got a phone call, express, speed dial, incoming call from Auntie Nim, uncle that passed, little cuz Roger? Did they ever call your phone when they transcended from this realm? Anybody? No? Nobody ever, I'm asking, has anybody ever received a phone call from somebody that has died? So they said that heaven is up there, and then there's hell down below. Interesting. No, hereafter, after we break loose of this wickedness, of this white man's world, break away from the wickedness of white supremacy, huh? Once we break away from that, we can enter into the hereafter. We talk about heaven on earth, somebody. Heaven on earth. How many of us want heaven on earth? See, the minister said what? A white man's heaven is a black man's hell. A white, just think about that. Oh man, that's powerful. A white man's heaven is a black man's hell. So we working ourselves to death to present heaven to them, and we get nothing in return. That is a choice that we're choosing to make, because we have been given divine guidance to do what for self? To accept our own and be ourselves. Come on now. All praise is due to Allah. So again, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, the white slave master is so full of deceit that he can deceive you and all others, the Bible teaches us. The Holy Quran refers to the white slave master, the devil, as the arch deceiver. As a deceiver, the devil has no equal. He is the professional the wisest of all deceivers. Man, the Bible teaches you that he deceived the whole world. The white slave master, the devil, did not deceive us, the black people in America, alone. The Irish deceiver, the white man, has deceived the reverends. Hold on now, because they did call him Reverend Dr. King. That was that. That was his prefix. Yeah, he was a reverend, was he not?
Yes, sir.
Remember now, we coming close to the end, family. Bear with me a little while longer, if you don't mind. I know it's Soul Food Sunday. We're trying to give you some spiritual nourishment first. We're at the pre-awakening stage still. We're striving to cross over to the awakening. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the arch deceiver, the white man, has deceived the reverence that he has made, and this is why they will not accept Islam. The white slave master cares nothing about the reverend that he has made. Listen to that again. That he has made. That he, the enemy, the reverend is in the church, right? The black church. But the enemy has made him. He's using them as a slave and as a tool to keep us blind to who we are. All right. The white slave master cares nothing about the reverend that he has made, and he thinks that the reverend is a fool for following him.
Yeah.
Man, that's cold-blooded, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to trick you and call you a fool at the same time.
Yeah.
Can't be mad at him because he's not lying. You can't be mad at them for living out their nature. If you follow your enemy, do you think your enemy's going to feed you right? If he's not treating you right, you know he's not going to teach you right, so you should expect to die. You have signed yourself up for what they call a self-inflicted homicide. That's what I call it. It is written in the Bible, which teaches the reverend against following the devil. Wait a minute. The Bible teaches the reverend against following the devil. So how you coming from the Bible, but it's teaching you not to follow the devil, but you in here doing the devil's work? Not in here. We don't do that. We follow divine work. Master Father Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Hello, somebody. I know y'all better clarify our teachers now. I know we getting a little tired. I know I'm going to speed it up, but I got to slow it down. Because we have to understand, in order for us to elevate and communicate divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, to be enlightened properly, we don't want to be moving in the wrong direction. We want that electrifying energy to be moved, channeling properly. Is that right? So we got to learn from the right teachers. We've been taught wrong, family.
Right.
I know sometimes we don't want to admit it. You understand? I get it, you know. I know some of y'all, I hope not, still eating fast food. Bless your heart. You know, we got a sister here that's doing free canning sometimes.
Right.
Huh? Store up some foods. Preserve some foods. Put down the fast food. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us to keep your mouth out of where? The devil's kitchen.
That's right.
So if you keep your mouth out the devil's kitchen, you're doing what? Something for yourself, family. That's what time it is. Stay out the kitchen. Contact our sisters. Support black-owned entrepreneurs. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and do that one time. I don't think the minister of mine. We want to make sure that we're promoting our black-owned entrepreneurs, especially in our nation. Because we're striving to save our lives and our people. This is divine liberation we talk about. We talk about salvation at this time. Is that right?
Yes.
All praise is due to Allah. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us self first. The reverends are the enemies of our own black people. If the preachers do as the white slave master tells them to do, the white slave master kills them as he did Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Wait a minute. Did he say that? Yes, he did. If the preachers do as the white slave master tells them to do, the white slave master kills them as he did Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Self first. Pardon me, family. Think for self first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. When Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. talked with me, now these are the words from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You see him. You see the picture.
Yes, sir.
You can't say you're making it up. It's right there.
Yes, sir.
When Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. talked with me at my home, the palace, hello, I saw in him that he wanted to believe me, but he was so afraid of his enemies. That sounds like a lot of us today. Man, That sounds like a lot of us today in America, a lot of us in Rochester, scared to death Negroes of our enemy. He said that he saw that he wanted to believe him, but he was so afraid. We can't be afraid in this hour, family. We can't be scared to stand on the truth. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan taught us, and he teaches us, that you cannot live without the truth. Is that right?
Right.
I refuse to live without the truth. We have to learn how to stand on the truth, regardless if it may even jeopardize your well-being, because if you rather tell a lie than to tell the truth, well, you might as well just off yourself. Again, I'm not promoting suicide, but if you rather just lay down and just be handled any kind of way, being a grown man especially, no, sir, brother. No, sir. We bring power. We bring truth energy to our enemy. Is that right? Hurling truth at falsehood. I wish the enemy was in here right now. I wish a Negro would go back and say, you know, that brother Cedric that worked. Yep, tell him I said it. And I'm doing it with passion and pride. All praise is due to Allah. Because I'll never, be it the will of Allah, turn my back on our true teacher that we have in our midst today. Be it the will of Allah. Self first. Think for self first. Self first. You cannot serve two masters. I tried my best. Again, this is the most honorable Elijah Muhammad speaking. I tried my best to put fearlessness in him. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. admitted to me that I am teaching right. He admitted that the white man is the devil. They don't tell y'all that, huh?
Listen.
But he was afraid to take a stand and preach that the white man is the devil. If Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. had lasted to this day, he would have been in the same corner with me. Hold on, somebody. Do you see that? Yeah. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if Dr. King was alive, now this was back when his book was out, but we're going to take it to 2023. Because if he was alive today, where would he be? He'd be walking in lockstep with who? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Think it's a game. Huh? They don't teach us. They don't tell you how him and Malcolm squashed their little whatever. And the enemy knew what time it was, family. They saw what was about to happen. Can you imagine our nation? Malcolm X, Dr. King, Farrakhan. Woo! Can you imagine that? That liberation, that type of energy moving around the town? Man, the enemy was scared straight. And I ain't mad at him. I would have been scared too if I was them. All we fear is Allah. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Why is that? Because we're striving to submit what our will to do the will of Allah God. All praise is due to Allah. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, but good-hearted black brother, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. had a good heart. But yet, he said, but he was yet dead spiritually. Yet he was smart enough in his studies to see the truth of what I was saying.
Yes, sir.
Our brother was dead spiritually.
Yes, sir.
But after that sit down, wait a minute. Well, we was talking about resuscitation earlier. One, two, he was on it. He was on it. Well, now we had to get up them steps, right? We're walking up, now we're going where? To the post-awakening. We was at the pre-awakening.
Yes,
we at the post-awakening now. Hold on. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose.
Right.
We almost at the end, family. Bear with me. Can I get about 10 more minutes?
Yes, sir.
Spare me 10. We almost there. I know y'all didn't think I was going to last long. We up here today, brothers. Huh? Huh, Brother Ronald? I get more than 15 today, brother. All praise is due to Allah. Dr. King, revolutionary awakening. Revolutionary is defined in Webster's dictionary as radically new or innovative, outside or beyond established procedure or principles. Interesting. Have they not called the Nation of Islam radicals? Oh, hold on, wait a minute. What's the new term? Black extremist intellectuals? Come on, man. What is all this terminology? Because we don't fall in line with the open enemy's plan. When you go against the grain of what the enemy wants you to do, oh, now you are his enemy and they're gonna come for you. We keep this, you see the flag? We got our own flag, family. Sun, moon, and star. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. We are fighting for Islam. Huh? And we will surely win with our Savior Allah, the universal King. Come on now. Woo, we got our own song. We don't sing no national anthem around here. No ma'am, no sir. That's not what we're doing. A few revolutionaries just to bring to your attention if you didn't know they were one. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, due to his spiritual, militant, revolutionary teachings. There is no other teaching on the face of this planet, family, that can resurrect the black man and woman from a mentally, morally, spiritually dead place. You can't come across it. I don't care what university, what science or education you try to live, nobody has taught the way that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us. Is that right? All praises due to Allah. But the most powerful thing that the enemy sees that he teaches us is that the black man is who? What were we saying earlier? That the black man is who? Hello, somebody. The black man is who? The black man is God, family. So if you know that you are God or have the potential to be God, I don't think we'll be out here. And I'm not shunning nobody. That's not what I'm doing. That may lift a little marijuana and crack a little whatever here and there. You might want to let that go, though. Because, again, we need to have the knowledge of the time that we're in today. Yes, it's imperative that we have a sober heart and a sober mind. Is that right? Because the enemy is listening right now. As I have this tracking device working, recording, they're recording. They're listening right now. Can you hear me, open enemy? That's right. It's a spiritual nourishment Sunday happening right now at 10 Katy Street. I know they know where we at, but I just want to remind them because I know they like to track on these devices. Track this one. We speak truth to power, and we stand with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Hello, somebody. There we go. I just want to make sure they heard me. Run, tell that. Another revolutionary, our good brother Malcolm X. That's what I said, our good brother, because Malcolm X is our brother. Regardless of what they tried to told you, Malcolm X is our brother, okay? And before his assassination, I believe how I kept rewinding certain things, I think he was on his way to come back. He was on his way coming back home to the nation, huh? They don't tell us that, though. They don't tell you about the recording where he apologized to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad for getting out of line. They don't tell us that. They want us to stay in the dark. They want us to be fools and ignorant so they can continue to do what? Use us as slaves and tools. Another revolutionary, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who you know, through the will of Allah God, can bring nearly 2 million.
Right.
2 million. I said 2 million.
Right.
Not two, not 2,000, not 200, 2 million. Black men and women, but black men at one place at one time.
Yes.
Nobody was killed. Nobody was harmed. It was nothing but love. Now, I wasn't there. I was too young, but I heard about it. I hope you have as well. I know they don't teach us about that in school.
Yes, sir.
Why is that? Why wouldn't they want you to know that 1 million black men were called together by our divine leader and guide in our mess today? It's a reason for that. It's a reason why they try to ban that black man on social media. Is that right? It's a reason why they don't want our youth grabbing hold to these divine teachings. They even took cursive writing out of school. Come on now. We know why they did that. Why would they do that? Because we have to write our letter. When we divorce this white man's world, we have to write a letter. Is that right? We have to observe and submit and commit ourselves to this letter. They took it out of school because they don't want our children to join this nation. Because this is home. This is our home. Remember that. What I told you earlier, we are all family, right? This is all about universal love and universal energy. That revolutionary they don't want us to come close to because he's changing the minds, spirits, and hearts of all our people in no limited time. The Nation of Islam, of course, again, they consider us radicals and all this other mess. Revolutionary state. And of course, the offset, they got their knowledge from Malcolm X. We talk about the Black Panther Party. More revolutionaries, okay? So, again, as we reminded earlier, we speak truth to power. I just want to share a little something, just a little something. The revolution would not be televised with the war that's going on outside. The revolution must manifest and cultivate in the mind. I'm going to say that one more time. I told y'all I'm a spoken word poet. This is real. Not being fresh or fly, I'm serious. The revolution would not be televised with the war that's going outside. There's a war going on outside, and there's a war going on inside our minds. Is that right? The revolution must manifest and cultivate first in the mind. How do we turn ourselves to Allah, God, or accept when Allah is calling us? We have to renew our minds. Is that right? There has to be a renewing of the mind to accept this divine work. All right, family, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. So now I want to come from the final call. the greatest divine energy on the land right now. This divine salvation is not a newspaper. It's divine information and education. An enemy of the state, while celebrations of a holiday in his honor focus on a dream, Martin Luther King was condemned, but fearless in his last days. During the last year of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, he was harassed, ostracized, and denied by his own people, by major newspapers, and by the U.S. government. His stand against militarism, economic issues, and injustice all over the world cost him his life. Dr. King said, but he would rather be dead than be afraid. See what happened after he sat down with the God? Now, we read from Self First how the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he felt the brother energy. He was scared to death of the enemy. He believed the teachings, but he was scared to follow it. He was scared to teach that the enemy was the devil. But the brother ended up saying this. Now, again, now we had post-awakening. This is after our brother has reached ascension to awakening, right? He's no longer in this dead state. He's no longer dreaming. He's up now. Our brother said he would rather be dead than to be afraid. Hello, somebody. Huh? We got to be walking tall today. Is that right? How can we get our children to follow our lives and turn our lives around, turn their lives around, if we walking scared to death of our open enemy? If we scared to unify and do for ourselves? How do we expect our change to come in our community if we won't stand on these principles? We have to stand on truth today. Is that right? Hello, somebody. Man. But he would rather be dead than be afraid was one of the last statements he uttered before walking out on the balcony of his Lorraine Motel room in Memphis, where he was killed, according to Tavis Smiley, who authored the book Death of a King, the real story of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s final year. April 4th, 1967, at the Riverside Church in New York City, Dr. King delivered one of the most pivotal speeches of his life, Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break Silence. Hold on now. A Time to Break Silence. We had to break our silence. Is that right, family? During the speech, he linked the war on Vietnam to poverty in the U.S. and to the struggle of black people. That sounds like today. He called it a cruel manipulation of the poor, as young black men who were already crippled, listen to this, as young black men who were already crippled by American society were being sent to kill and die. Did we just talk about that when I was making reference about the young brother I saw going to the enemy's table? Yes, they're sending our children off to be killed and die. He spoke out against America's meddling in the affairs of Vietnam, condemned America for destroying and corrupting the people, and called upon the madness to cease. That sounds like somebody we know in our midst today, don't it? Yes, it sounds like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, chief student, don't it? Yes, who's calling for our people to understand the corruptness and the madness that's happening right now? Who is the only man we know speaking truth to power today and coming directly at our open enemy? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I know y'all know that, right? Come on now. This business of burning human beings, Dr. King says, the business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, of sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields, physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs on social uplift is approaching spiritual death, Dr. King warned. That sounds like that brother woke up from that dream, don't it? Come on now. He delivered the speech against the advice of his own staff. The press was given, now, I'm telling you, the brother, he grew something after that sit down. I gotta watch my language. But he grew something. The men, y'all know what I'm talking about. He grew a pair after he sat down because he gave a copy of all what he said in that speech, in that lecture, to the press. They all had a copy, so they had an opportunity to pre-read before he even said it. How tough is that? How hard is that? That's when you know that you are awakened as a man. You have awakened to take on the will of Allah, God, to do what? To get our people to awaken from this mentally, morally, and spiritually dead space that we're stuck in. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Dr. King was on that. A revolutionary awakening. That was him at that time. By the time he got done delivering the speech, the press knew everything he said. They had exact quotes because they had copies of it. He had never done that before. In total, there were 168 major newspapers that denounced Dr. King. Now we have to remember again our spiritual food that we're feeding from today, okay? We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Now you know you may think that Dr. King, well, I hope after this meeting that we don't still think he was a dreamer. We beg to differ. Now these are words coming from our beloved teacher. You know, you may think that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is a dreamer. I beg to differ. Wrote the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. In an article, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., not a dreamer, but a man evolving toward a common goal for his people. Though Dr. King spoke at the base of the Lincoln Memorial in 1963, the civil rights leaders' views didn't end there, the minister said. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan pointed to a different speech. The crisis in America's cities, an analysis of social disorder and a plan of action against poverty, discrimination, and racism in urban America, which was delivered to the SCLC in Atlanta on August 15, 1967. The minister says, in that message, Dr. King said, the policymakers, now listen now, we in 2023, this was in 67, connect the energy. The policymakers of the white society have caused the darkness. They created discrimination. They created slums. They perpetuate unemployment, ignorance, and poverty. So when we ask Negroes or black men and women to abide by the law, let us also declare that the white man does not abide by law in the ghettos. Hello, somebody. Did you hear what our brother's saying?
Yes, sir.
Dr. King was woke, not this new woke. He was awakened by God's divine energy. Day in and day out, day in and day out, he violates the welfare laws to deprive the poor of their meager allotments. He flagrantly violates building codes and regulations. His police make mockery of the law. He violates laws on equal employment and education and the provisions for civil services. The slums are handiwork of a vicious system of the white society. Negroes live in them, but do not make them any more than a prisoner makes a prison, Dr. King stated. Man, I gotta read that part one more time. The slums are handiwork of a vicious system of the white society. Negroes live in them, but do not make them any more than a prisoner makes a prison. That's not the talk of a dreamer. That's the talk of a bold preacher who confronted the reality of white racism, said the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's Dr. King, a revolutionary awakening. We almost there. COINTELPRO and the Black Messiah. How many have heard of the COINTELPRO?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we know about that enemy. It's beautiful. Along with the public campaign raging war against Dr. King's character, the U.S. government, through the FBI's counterintelligence program,
yes,
viewed his life as a threat.
Yes, right.
I think the key to the final years of Dr. King's life can be understood from how the U.S. government viewed him and how he was written of by J. Edgar Hoover in the COINTELPRO memo, said Memphis-based Nation of Islam author, researcher and student minister of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, student minister Brother Dimitri Muhammad, said to the Final Call. In the program's memos, the FBI director Hoover discusses the rise of a black messiah.
Yes.
and the candidates who would fit the role. He named both Dr. King, hold on, let me go back. There we go. He named both Dr. King and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam, as candidates. The two great Georgia-born black men would meet each other on February 24th, 1966. Wait a minute now, that was pre-awakening. February 24th is when the change came for our good brother Dr. King. After he sat down with the God, after he sat down with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's when his mind state changed. That's when he grew up in his divinity. We continue on to say, when he discussed the potentiality of Dr. King being a black Messiah, now Messiah is defined as the savior or a liberator of a group of people. Who wants to be a savior in here by a show of hands? Come on, let's keep the cooperation going. Because we got to be saviors today. We have to be revolutionaries today. Is that right? We don't want to be NIGGAs and HOEs and none of the other, whatever you would. We want to be saviors today. We want to be liberators for our people. Is that right? How can we expect change if we do not want to be the change that we need to see in our communities? It starts with us, family. Okay. He said that it would be dependent upon whether or not Dr. King would abandon. Now, these are words from J. Edgar Hoover about his status of being a black Messiah. If Dr. King, whether or not he would abandon white liberals' doctrines. In the last years of Dr. King's life, there are signs that he was abandoning so-called white liberal doctrine. And Dr. King, at a certain point, family, said that he had begun to see how at least a temporary separation might be necessary en route to a fully integrated society. And we know what in the Nation of Islam, that separation is what? Our only solution.
Yes, sir.
We have to separate from what? The wicked ways of this world and the wicked ways of this white supremacist nation. We have to separate. We have to do what? Get land of our own. That's what time it is.
Yes, sir.
So brother was starting to come over to that side. Imagine our brother walking lockstep with the minister. All praise is due to Allah. He was doing it right there. Because when you see Elijah, you see who? You see Farrakhan. When you see Farrakhan, you see Elijah. So there you go. Right there. All praise is due to Allah. When Dr. King began to make these kind of statements, then J. Edgar Hoover began to oppose him more aggressively. They sent letters to Dr. King encouraging him to commit suicide. Damn. Look at how wicked our enemy is. How are you going to send a letter to a brother trying to force him to commit suicide? And in doing so, they try to coerce the brother by saying if he didn't commit suicide, they would make him subject of public scandal. Unbelievable. Well, it's really not, because that's our open enemy. That's how they operate. All right. We had the last quarter now. 2 minute warning. Not sport and play, just 2 minute warning. Let you know we're almost there. This subject, now we take a word from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to close us out. This subject is taken from Surah 103 of the Holy Quran. This portion of this lecture is being lifted from the Final Call, part 23 from A Time and What Must Be Done. Hold on, somebody. Are we studying that right now? For those that come out on Wednesday, see, students, we got to be in class, family, because it should have been somebody. Hey, yes, sir. Come on, man. We studying the time of what must be done, family.
Right.
That's divine energy coming from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We got to have more life in us today. It's our time, nation. Is that right?
Yes,
it's our time. Come on, family. The minister says, lifting words from Surah 103. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Hold on, real quick. Before I ever go there, part 23, we must unite to save our youth.
Yes, sir.
We must unite to save our youth. Saturday, January 21st, from 2 to 4 p.m., we're at Monroe High School. Let us make men. We're starting to get all men and boys to come on out because we have to bridge this gap, close this gap to unify and turn our sons, cousins, nephews, uncles, fathers' lives around in Rochester, New York. Is that right?
Yes,
so we're going to come from our teacher and let us make men. I lifted that for this reason. We must unite to save our youth. Now, is that divine or is that a coincidence?
Come on.
that Allah delivered this through me to us, because I'm just repeating what my teacher has given me. But to present this, he took us right to, we must unite. We must unite. That means we have to come together. Come on, brothers and sisters. We must unite to save our youth. All right, continuing on. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. By the time, surely man is in loss, except those who believe and do good, and enjoin one another to truth, and enjoin one another to patience. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, time is the yardstick of the measurement of our actions. And if our actions are not in accord with the time, then we will suffer loss. So it is proper, it is right, it is just that the knowledge of the time be given to the whole human family. That we may measure our actions to see whether we are in accord with the time. Hello, somebody. I'm going to run that one back. I'm not going to remix it. We're going to run it back because we got to catch this one. Again, we have to have divine understanding about the time, family. We don't have time to be dragging and lagging behind. It's not that time. We can't be on that type of time. You hear them talk about we on demon time. No, we God speed. We on God energy, God frequency at all time, on time, in this time. Is that right? So it is proper, it is right, it is just that the knowledge of the time be given to the whole human family, that we may measure our actions to see whether we are in accord with the time. Because right now, surely man is suffering great loss. And it is because we either don't know the time and refuse to believe in the knowledge of the time and act according to the belief. Now, these are words from our teacher, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's right. The Most Honorable. That's right. I said it. Or we just don't care to believe that this is the time of the end of the world of the wicked. And it is the time that the black man and woman of America who have been in a state of bondage for 450 plus years in America and the Western Hemisphere should go free from their tormentors and live according to the way of God in a land of our own. It is not a time of integration into which is doomed. So the scriptures clearly states in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verses 4 through 5, come out of her, my people, that you may not be partakers of her sins and her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven. This is the time and what must be done. And this segment of this subject is titled, We Must Unite to Save Our Youth. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, it is an imperative that all of us who are in positions of leadership over organizations or churches, we have to come together as an intelligent human beings to save a generation that will be lost unless we take the proper steps to save our youth. Our youth are suffering, and in truth, it is not their fault. From school to a pipeline to prison, our youth, the future of this nation, are in trouble. Again, this is coming from our teacher. Brothers and sisters, when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement opened a way for us to go into business establishments that were denied entry into, or to sleep in motels or hotels, or dine in restaurants that were not permitted to sleep in or dine in before, we took our money away from spending with our own and building a future of our own. And we began to spend our wealth with those who had denied us entry for hundreds of years into their establishments. And so, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Muslim program, he put on the back page of Muhammad Speaks newspaper, and now on the back page of the Final Call newspaper, stated in point number 9 of what the Muslims believe. We believe that the offer of integration is hypocritical and is made by those who are trying to deceive the black peoples into believing that their 400-year-old open enemies of freedom, justice, and equality are all of a sudden their friends. Furthermore, We believe that such deception is intended to prevent black people from realizing that the time in history has arrived for the separation from the whites of this nation. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Family, I greatly appreciate you being patient with your brother. I just want to share one thing from Dr. King as we begin to close, where our brother had, again, awakened, revolutionary awakened. I'm not going to read this whole piece because y'all been so kind and dealt with your brother. I appreciate that. Just something brief just to show you where our brother had ascended to. Now, this is from Dr. King. This is a testament of hope. The essential writings and speeches of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, sir.
Don't ask me how I got the book. I have it. It's all that matters. The tendency to ignore the Negro's contribution to American life and to strip him of his personhood is as old as the earliest history books and as contemporary as the morning's newspaper. To upset this cultural homicide, the Negro must rise up with the affirmation of his own Olympian manhood. Any movement for the Negro's freedom that overlooks this necessity is only waiting to be buried. As long as the mind is enslaved, the body can never be free. I'm gonna say that one more time. We're gonna close on this one. We go home on this one. As long as the mind is enslaved, the body can never be free. Psychological freedom, a firm sense of self-esteem, is the most powerful weapon against the long night of physical slavery. Come on, man, the brother was dropping it.
Yes, sir.
The Negro will only be free when he reaches down to the inner depths of his own being and signs with the pen and ink of assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Come on, somebody. Huh? That's a revolutionary talking right there.
Yes, sir.
The Negro will only be free when he reaches down in the inner depths of his own being and signs with the pen and ink of assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. And with the spirit straining toward true self-esteem, the Negro most boldly throw off the manacles of self-abnegation and say to himself and to the world, I am somebody. Not Jesse Jackson, I am somebody. But we are somebody, is that right? Come on, family. I am a person. I am a man with dignity and honor. Yes, we must stand up and say, I am black and I am beautiful. And this self-affirmation is the black man's need made compelling by the white man's crimes against him. All praise is due to Allah. I'd like to leave you all in the same way I came in the greeting words of peace, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum.